Hi, this is Nick with the Family Gamers and the Gen Con floor with Maxim Tardif from Sphere Games. How you doing?
Great, and you?
Great. How have you been enjoying this show so far?
So far, it's been crazy. Many people, tons of people, in fact, and many people trying our games, enjoying the event. Everybody has a smile on their face. It's really, really great.
Awesome. So tell us a bit about some of the games here you're selling at the booth.
Yeah, here this year we have a pre-release. It's called Mini Diver City. It's a 1-7 player game, playable in around 15 minutes. It's a cooperative where the goal is to be divers that save species from extinction before the game kills them. To win, you need to save 5 species from out of 12, and the game kills you if it kills 5 species out of 12. It takes approximately 15 to 20 minutes. You can play solo, you can play 1v1, you can play up to 7 people. It takes about 2 minutes to set up, 2 minutes to tear down. It's a small box, $20, so it's pretty fast to play. People enjoyed it so far.
And then what's the player count and what is the age range for this game?
Player count is 1-7 player, and the age range, it can start up to maybe 8 years old. Maybe kids younger can do that, depending on the kid, can play the game. But usually around 8 years old is a great sweet spot for starting playing it.
And you were telling me, too, if we're playing with younger players, because you play with your hand facing outwards, so you can't see what you have. But you had mentioned if you're playing with like maybe a 5 or 6 year old that is just learning, to just allow them, make a house rule to kind of allow them just to kind of see their hands so they can kind of participate with and let them check their hand and
exactly.
Make it friendly, accessible.
Exactly. In fact, the game plays, the mechanic is a little bit like Hanabi, where the goal is that every player has a hand with cards that have species on them, but they don't see their hand. They only see other players' hand. So the trick is that you need to use your action to tell other player what they have in their hand. Sometimes for the kids, it may be hard to know, like remember which card was where. So in the rules, we've got a variant for the kids where they can turn aside the card so they don't have to remember which card was what. They will always see what you told them. So it's easier for the kids. So maybe 6 years old could understand it as well.
Okay. Yeah. And then what are some of the educational aspects of the game?
Well, it's a game where the goal is to save species against oil industries, blasting fishermen, and hotel resorts. So there's a big educational thing about the environment. And in the rules also, there's a big description of all the species, where they live, are they close to extinction and stuff like that. So there's a lot of educational material there, and it can educate the kid on the importance of preserving environment, being careful with the oil industries in general. So yeah, I think it's pretty good for the education as well.
Oh, cool, yeah, and teaching kids to be good citizens of the earth as well.
Exactly, hopefully.
Hopefully, we all hope. Right, as parents, for sure.
Yeah, that's why we designed it like that. We wanted to have a small game, easy to play for our family. At first, we designed a bigger version of it, but it was more complicated, more for gamers, and we thought that it will be better to have a game faster for kids, for families, easier to bring everywhere and to set up. If you don't have a long time to play, like kids sometimes have short attention span, the game can be won or lost sometimes in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So it's pretty fast to play for the kids as well.
Okay, and then I also understand you guys published Brilliant Ants. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, last year it was our first game. It's right here. Sorry guys, you can see it. It's a big
very
game.
Large, beautiful board.
Yeah, large, beautiful board. They were a 1-6 player game, a solo variant as well. It was good for families, but a lot of pieces. So it was longer to put on the table and everything, but still the kid could play it at 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
The goal of the game was to develop your ant colony in order to control territory, gather resources, to score victory points. A little bit like Takenoko in terms of complexity. More pieces, a lot of color, many cards, many beautiful cards that we have in the game. Individual player powers as well.
Nice.
For now, this game is not available in Gen Con, but it's still on Cool Stuff Inc. So it's still available there. Yeah, Mini Diver City, the other game I was talking about, will be available in the US and your shops in 2 months.
Okay.
Or so, around the beginning of October to mid-October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What else do you have coming up in the future as far as publishing goes?
Publishing goes, we have many projects, of course. The next project to come will be this autumn. It's a smaller version of Brilliance. It's a small box, the same size of Diversity. It's almost around the size of Tiny Epic Games. It's a little bit smaller than Tiny Epic Games. It's going to be called Mini Brilliance, so it's literally a mini version of Brilliance. It's the same drawing on the cover, and it's a 2-4 player game, playable in 15 to 20 minutes, and you can play it from 8 years old, maybe 6 years old as well. It's the same feeling as Brilliance, but faster. You don't control territory, you don't develop your nest, you just play ants to gather resources, soil, insects or fruits to complete objectives that worth victory points, and at the end of the game the player with the most victory points will be the winner. So it's pretty straightforward, good family game as well, in the mini series.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, this looks very interesting. I'm really curious to check this one out.
Yeah, and for next year we have two other projects that we're planning to come out. One that's a superhero game, less for family, more for gamers, a small game, a small box like that, playable in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
With a timer. And the other one will be called Galaxies. It's going to be a game that's playable from 6 to 8 years old as well, playable in 15 minutes, where every player will try to build the best galaxy. By drafting stars, marbles in a bag, and playing stars in nebulas, and selecting nebulas to build their galaxies.
Oh, neat.
So educational as well, good for the kids, space theme, colorful, as our other games.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. That's so cool you guys are doing family games. Not a lot of publishers, I mean, there's publishers that do family games, but it's nice that you guys are, and have a lower age entry too, like the, you know, the 8 and up. And
yeah, it's important for us. We're trying to be the most accessible possible and still have a strategy involved so that it's challenging for the parents, for the kids, and everybody.
Us parents appreciate it immensely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes the kids are better than the parents.
Yes, that's very true, especially when it comes to memory games for me.
Yeah, for me as well. I don't have kids, but my brother has, and they're really good at this game.
Oh, awesome.
They've enjoyed it. I've playtested, all our games are playtested by kids.
Oh, cool.
As well, 8 years old kids.
Oh, awesome.
So we know that they can do play them and everything.
Oh, very good. All right, then, to wrap things up, can you tell us where we can find you guys online at?
Yeah, the name of our company is Sphere Games. We've got Brilliance, we've got Mini Diversity, we have a Facebook, Sphere Games, we have Instagram, we have Twitter. Our website is www.spheregames, games with an S, sphere without an S, so spheregames.ca, because we're from Canada.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're from Quebec. That's why the French accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we have many projects to come. If you want to follow us, you can write us email, find the information online. You can rate us on BGG as well. Our games are there on Trick Track for French speaker, which is the BGG version of Trick Track in French. And stuff like that. It's pretty easy to find on Google as well. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.